Thank you. Good morning, Your Honors. Jean Reese, USC Immigration Clinic, pro bono counsel for petitioner Norma Corona Moreno. Ms. Corona was tortured by local, state, and federal Mexican police, including being waterboarded, tied to a wireframe bed with a cloth over her head, water poured on her face, while police asked her about the drug activities of her husband and her brother. This is because her husband was a member of the Arellano Felix cartel, and because Ms. Corona had filed a complaint against the police, a human rights complaint against the police, for previously invading her home, torturing her husband, putting a gun to her and her daughter's head, and threatening to kill her baby. Ms. Corona's brother was also tortured in the same warehouse with Ms. Corona, and was eventually killed after giving information about the Sinaloa cartel to the police. According to expert witness Dr. Smith, the Mexican police and Sinaloa cartel are synonymous, and the Arellano Felix cartel, which was a formal rival of the Sinaloa cartel, are now allied with the Sinaloa cartel and the police in trafficking drugs and fighting against other cartels. The board assumed Ms. Corona was credible, and so this court should reverse the board's decision denying Ms. Corona CAT protection and find that substantial evidence establishes she is more likely than not to be tortured in Mexico. The board denied CAT solely on the basis of an erroneous determination that she could relocate within Mexico to avoid torture. So Chihua v. Jaimez v. Barr has found that relocation is not a determinative factor, and the board here failed to consider all regulatory factors. The board failed to consider expert testimony that it was extremely probable that Ms. Corona would be tortured or killed in Mexico by the Mexican authorities or a drug trafficking organization, most likely the Sinaloa cartel, in tandem with the police. And this is because her husband is a former cartel member, because she filed a human rights complaint against the police, and because her brother was an informant who betrayed the Sinaloa cartel. And Dr. Smith testified about how family members of informants are often targeted for murder.
May I ask, the government has conceded that there should be a remand on the CAT claim. And I guess my question is, how do we have authority to do anything more than remand? Don't we have to just send it back and allow the board to reconsider it?
Well, the government's remand is based on this idea that there's this unresolved issue of adverse credibility. And so the government is seeking remand just so that the board can look at the case again and kind of have an opportunity to deny on other grounds. The board considered the issue of adverse credibility and deemed her credible for the purposes of the appeal.
It assumed her credible, right? I mean, that way we didn't make a finding on that.
The board decided to assume her credible, reach the merits of her decision, of her asylum and withholding and CAT applications, denied them, dismissed the appeal. There was a final removal order. That removal order was executed. The government now seems to disagree with the board's decision and ask for remands that the board can kind of further assess. But the board decided to assume her credible. And so that issue has been addressed. And so that is the decision, the final removal order and the final decision before this court. So the court should rule on that decision and assuming she's credible, because that is what the board has done. The government, if the government felt that the decision was wrong or somehow was procedurally defective or didn't comply, they had the opportunity. The government has promulgated regulations to submit a motion to reconsider to the Board of Immigration Appeals or to certify the case to the Attorney General for review. That did not happen. And so it's improper to now use remand as a way to seek reconsideration of a decision that the government disagrees with.
I take it, counsel, you think it's beyond our authority to remand this to the board and ask them to make a credibility determination and then a merits determination. Is that right?
That's correct, Your Honor, because the board has made a determination assuming her credible. And maybe the board...
We get these cases all the time. I've only been doing this for 26 years. We get these all the time. And when the board does that for good or ill, to us it appears that they're saying, we've looked at your merits claim and we think it's really pretty weak. I'm not saying it is or it is not. So we're going to go ahead and assume you're credible and say, even if you are credible, this does not amount to qualification for cat protection. If that's what's happening here, and it gives every appearance of being that, why not send it back, tell them to assess credibility? If they do it wrong, we are fully capable of dealing with that. If they find her credible and said what you just described as her allegations, and they say that's not enough, we're fully capable of dealing with that. So what's the problem?
Well, Your Honor, this is petitioner's appeal, and this is the decision that she has been removed on. And I see what Your Honor's saying. Another thing could be that the board looked at this and found that the IJ's only reason for finding her not credible was because he found it inconceivable that she would say she wasn't afraid to return to Mexico in order to be released from detention. And that could be why the board decided to dispose of that issue and move on to the merits. Whatever the reason for the board, this is the decision before the court, and this is what we are asking the court to rule upon. And that requires this court finding and assuming that she's, not finding, but assuming she's credible and looking at the evidence in light of her being credible. The government can't appeal the board's decision. This is the petitioner's appeal. And so this is the decision before this court. And so this court should decide based on what the board did, and the board assumed her credible and denied on different grounds.
Right, but I guess what I'm still maybe not clear on your position is you want us to say, okay, we like the board, we will assume that she's credible, and assuming her credibility, that she would be entitled to cat relief, but then we would have to send it back, and on remand, I mean, do you acknowledge that on remand the board might decide that she's not credible on remand?
I think that it's very different. Your Honor, you're correct. We're asking for you to make that finding that assuming she's credible, substantial evidence shows she's eligible for CAT, and remand consistent with that finding. The board then has that finding. It's very different than just remanding so the board can reassess its decision. So the board can have this kind of post hoc opportunity to find another ground to deny her on. While Ms. Corona continues to remain in hiding in Mexico, while we then have to go back and address this. I guess what I'd like to underscore here is there was a lot of evidence in this case. The board considered it, and the board decided to assume she was credible, and now this is the decision we have. And so we are asking Your Honors to make that finding that she is eligible.
What's your authority or your best case in a situation where the IJs found the petitioner to lack credibility, the BIA assumes credibility, and then rules on the merits? What's your best case for saying that a panel of the Ninth Circuit can say, like the BIA, we assume she's credible?
Well, I guess I'd point to the cases that the government points to because they're in opposite here. The board did not leave this issue unresolved. It addressed it. So in the cases that allow this court to remand for the agency to further consider some issue that wasn't reached, those are not applicable here because here it was addressed. The board decided to assume her credible. The board, in those other cases, the board reaches a dispositive issue and doesn't get to the other merits of the application. Here they addressed it and they addressed the merits of the application. And so we are asking remand, but with a finding that on this basis, the court, that there is CAT eligibility and remand consistent with that. And the agency should be bound by that finding, by that decision.
But I don't want to start cutting into your rebuttal time, but could you address the particularly serious crime question? And in particular, I suppose I agree with you that it seems like the board just made a factual error in thinking that the sentence hadn't been suspended when in fact it had. Can you explain, given the limitations on our jurisdiction to review those determinations, how that's something that we can review?
Yes, Your Honor is looking at an abuse of discretion standard here, and the law says that an abuse of discretion can be a mistake of law or mistake of fact. Here, there's a mistake of fact. The type of sentence that needs that's required to be considered under Frantescu was not considered here because she served 2 months and then was released on probation. Here, the board upholds the particularly serious crime determination by finding that a year sentence is substantial. And so that's a mistake of fact. And then secondly, there is a mistake of law here because the board's reason for upholding a particular crime determination in addition to the sentence that was wrong is that burglary is an inherently dangerous activity that could lead to violence. And so that conclusion does not take into account the individual facts and circumstances that Frantescu requires, because that would apply to anyone convicted of burglary, whether that person was the driver or the person who entered the home and stole the property, whether that person was, as Ms. Corona was, a victim of an abusive co-defendant relationship. And so here the board does a mistake of fact with the sentence and then a mistake of law. So that is an abuse of discretion, and this court can reverse on that basis. So I'd like to reserve my remaining time for rebuttal.
Thank you, counsel.
Thank you.
You're from the government now.
Good morning. May it please the court. My name is Craig Newell, and I'm here on behalf of the Attorney General. The first thing that I will mention is that in this board's decision, the board, by assuming credibility, was specifically declining to address the merits one way or the other on it. And why we have been requesting remand on the CAT deferral claim since our motion to remand last year is that by assuming credibility here, it's unclear whether the board really understood the ramification of doing so, and then by resolving it just on the relocation determination. I mean, if you take Ms. Corona Moreno's allegations as true, she has claims that government officials, police officers, waterboarded her, that she saw her daughter her child be threatened with drowning. But that is not what the immigration judge. The immigration judge discounted her testimony in the entirety. His entire CAT deferral analysis, which was thorough, was under that assumption that she was not credible. And so that's why the CAT claim should go back. The adverse credibility determination is a factual finding within the authority of the board. And this is a situation where even if this court were to not take our request to just remand it and said, hey, assuming credibility, the record compels the conclusion that Ms. Corona Moreno met her burden of proof for CAT, it would still have to remand so that that outstanding adverse credibility determination can be resolved by the board.
Is there something that we could look at in the record that would allow us to say, here are three reasons why she is credible, or here are three reasons why she's not credible?
Yes, the immigration judge did give reasons supporting his finding of adverse credibility. However, this court, under the Supreme Court line of case law, Ventura and Thomas, cannot de novo review that finding. It's a ground that the agency did not rely on. And that would be, you know, that's a basic principle of administrative law that you can't be looking at that finding. The immigration judge found her not credible because back during her initial removal proceeding, which was very close temporally to the incidents that she alleges, he asked her whether she was afraid of anyone back in Mexico, and she said no. And there was also a concern about the allegations about the arrest of her husband and how that those allegations conflicted with the allegations that were in that human rights complaint. They weren't as severe as she was stating now in her testimony. So those are his reasons. The board did decline to look at that. In no way am I saying this board decision is optimal, in this situation. I mean, as every adjudicator, they are not infallible. And that's why we have judicial review. And that's why I went through the process to ask that this be remanded on the CAT deferral claim. Now, as to the particularly serious crime determination, this is reviewed under the very deferential abuse of discretion standard. The board did look at all the factors, but yes, it did not consider that her actual time in jail was only 2 months opposed to the 1 year. So that is one factor that was not fully considered. But that being said, as we argued in our brief, she had counsel before the board, and as with any party, in briefs must cite to the record to where this evidence was, and that former attorney failed to do so. And so the board was unaware of that 2 month.
He did make the point. I mean, I looking at the brief that was filed in the board, the citation is not to the right page, but the board was told in the brief, she only got a 2 month suspended sentence, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And again, as with the CAT deferral the part of the board's decision, this particular serious crime reasoning is, again, not optimal. And that's why we initially requested a remand on that as well. When our motion to remand was denied in order to brief, I mean, this is a defensible board decision, but not an optimal one. If the court are inclined to remand on the particular serious ground so that the board, this is an inherently discretionary determination to reevaluate that with knowing that she only had a 2 month time in jail opposed to a 1 year time in jail, that it would be well within reason, and we would have no objection to that as well. But that being said, the board did, as to the other factors, yes, the nature of California first degree burglary is to prevent and punish this inherently dangerous situation that's created by burglaring a inhabited residence. The board also, and the immigration judge, looked at the actual factors of her case. And yes, she was the getaway driver, but she did not, but that doesn't lessen a culpability in helping someone out burglarize an inhabited home. And so overall, those are the points that we advocate for both the particular serious crime issue and the CAT deferral claim. And if there are no further questions, the government asks that the court deny the petition as to the asylum and withholding claims, but remand as to CAT for further analysis. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll hear rebuttal now.
Thank you, Your Honors. The government refers to the board's decision is not optimal, but the remedy for a not optimal board decision isn't a remand so that the board can do it again and try again. A remand would also be inconsistent. A remand without the finding that we're asking for on the actual substantial evidence regarding the CAT claim, a remand would be inconsistent with the Chenery Doctrine. So the Chenery Doctrine would invite the board to do a post hoc rationalization for its decision to deny asylum, withholding, and CAT. The grounds on which an administrative order must be judged are those upon which the record discloses the agency's decision was based. So the board doesn't adopt the immigration judge's decision. The board assumes her credible and affirms certain findings of the immigration judge in its decision. So the board's decision is all that's before this court, and the board's decision is the final agency decision. And so the court must look at the board's decision, which assumes her credible, and rule on that, and that substantial evidence shows that she has, assuming credibility, established that she's more likely than not to be tortured in Mexico. So I think the idea that this is not optimal and we need to go back and allow the board a decision is to kind of redo the decision is wrong. I think there should be a finding here because the board made the decision to deem her credible. And that's not an unresolved issue. The government executed a removal order on that basis. And again, I just highlight that there was a way for the government to challenge the way the board made its decision, either seeking a motion to reconsider or certifying to the Attorney General. But the board, but the government has not done that. So because of that, this court should find that Ms. Corona is substantial evidence that she's eligible for CAT, reverse the finding of the PSC for abuse of discretion and remand so that the board can look at the merits of the asylum and withholding, because the board found that she was convicted of a particularly serious crime and didn't reach the elements of asylum and withholding. And so that's what we're asking this court to do.
I have a question, if Judge Miller will permit, and it may be that the government is in a better position to answer my question. And my question is it still the policy of the Department of Justice that on remand, the matter goes to a different board panel?
I am unsure if that is still the policy. I'd be curious to see who the board member was that did this decision, but I apologize. I don't have an answer to that.
It's not a problem. Don't worry. I just wonder.
Okay. It's a good question.
I would just offer that this court could order that the case is not remanded to the same judge if that was a concern.
Be careful. You don't ask for too much.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions?
No.
All right. Then we thank both counsel for their very helpful arguments this morning, and the case is submitted. And that concludes our calendar for the day.
Thank you.